Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project now as we try and rehome an animal with Bark. Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, Ben from Bark is with us now. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem. Now, I think this old boy we've talked about before, Hank, he's been there for a little while, has he not? This gorgeous old terrier, Staffy.
Yeah, look, he's not one we've spoken about before, but he has been in our care for a little while. And unfortunately, no one's come along to see this wonderful boy. So I thought we'd get on the radio today and have a chat and talk a little bit about his personality and hopefully drum up some interest in him.
Is part of it the fact that, you know, he's seven, which is certainly still not old, but it's older. A lot of people tend to sort of gravitate towards getting a younger pet. But, you know, I would have thought there'd be a heck of a lot of benefits of having an older pet as well.
Oh, look, very much so. So, as we said, Hank's seven. He's still got lots of energy and he's not looking to retire anytime soon. And I suppose the joy of an older pet is they're past that young, energetic, silly stage. They're a lot calmer and they're a bit slower in life, you know, well-adjusted and socialised and things like that. So older animals make wonderful pets to bring into your home, you know, at a later stage in their lives.
Yeah. Well, give us the lowdown on Hank.
Yeah, so look, Hank is a bit of a show pony. So I've written his profile a bit, you know, I imagine him getting around in a smoking jacket like Hugh Hefner. He likes to show off to the girls in the shelter and, you know, push the boys around a little bit. So he's got lots of bravado, but deep down he's a real sweetheart. So when it's just him and his people, like all Staffies, you know, he's really fond of his people. He's a big softie. So looking for a quiet home with older kids, or an older person who's home most of the time, looking for a bit of a shadow to join them on the couch and on their daily outings. So a wonderful dog, Hank is.
And best for a solo dog home, no other dogs?
Yeah, look, he's not too bad with other dogs, you know, meeting him down the street and things like that. But he likes to be the king of the castle, as most Staffies do. So looking for an only home where he's got one-on-one with his person. And he gets all the attention.
And well-trained?
Yeah, not too bad. So look, Staffies can be a little bit stubborn, but being an older dog, he's had many years of training and he walks well on a lead and he sits and he comes when he's called, and but still lots of energy and a little bit of cheekiness.
Ah, sounds great. There's a lovely photo of him on our Facebook page, and it'll be going up on the website and on yours as well. So if people want to find out more from you guys, I guess the website's the best one to go to?
The website's the best one to go to, and contacting us on the phone on 54112209.
Fantastic stuff. Good on you, Ben. Let's hope we get a home for Hank, and we'll talk to one of your colleagues next week.
Thanks, Roy. You have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre on the Wake Up Call.